The Runnin' Rebels of University of Nevada, Las Vegas ran into Jadwin Gymnasium tonight and ran out with a hard-fought 84-77 win over the Princeton Tigers in the first round of the NIT. The Rebels did something no other visitor has been able to do all season, beat the Tigers on their home court. In the opening period of play, the teams traded haymakers. The Rebels built an 8-point lead at the 15-22 mark, capping an 11-0 scoring run. Princeton fought back to take a 6-point lead, 38-32, in the last minute. UNLV crept within two at the half, 38-36. For the Tigers, senior Zach Martini, making his last start as a Tiger, led the way with 4 of 8 from deep for 12 points. Each team had 16 field goals in the first 20 minutes. Neither team made a free throw. The second half was pretty much a UNLV show. The bigger and stronger Rebels gradually asserted their will over the Tigers, outscoring the home team in the final period 34-22. The Rebels outmuscled Princeton on the boards, grabbing 36 rebounds to just 23 for the Tigers. While each team had 31 field goals, the Rebels were a very efficient 60% from the field to 45% for the home team. UNLV outscored Princeton from the free throw line 14-3, all in the second half, and clearly a telling stat. Rob Whaley Jr. was one of four Rebels in double figures with a team-high 21 on 8 of 8 from the field and 5 of 7 from the line. Kalon Boone had a double-double with 18 points and 11 rebounds. For the Tigers, Ivy Player of the Year Caden Pierce had a game-high 22 points on 10 of 16 from the field. Zach Martini ended the evening with 17 points. Captain Matt Alaco had 9 points in his final game as a Tiger. Coach Henderson subbed the seniors out in the final minute. The crowd responded with an affectionate standing ovation. These two kids had a lot of heart, and they will be missed. A week ago, the Tigers finished the regular season with a record of 24-3, one of the best in Division I. A week later, a disappointing loss to Brown in the Ivy League tournament and a tough finish at home ends the season with the Tigers at 24-5. This was Henderson's 7th 20-plus win season as the Tigers skipper and his 3rd in a row. Rumors have been swirling around Jadwin for several weeks, fueled by some reports in national media that Henderson is expected to be a candidate for coaching vacancies at, among other places, Stanford. I am sure that question will be answered one way or the other in short order. It has been a great pleasure to be a part of the Ivy Hoops Online staff of reporters for this, my 11th season. We all know that it is hard to find comprehensive coverage of the Ancient Eight anywhere else, and we are happy to be there for you, and we hope you will be with us when another marvelous season of Ivy League hoops arrives next fall. So long, everybody. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online saying thanks for listening.